Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. And instead, simply go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI on Unlimited Ultimate and a watch or tab, also on them.
Service plan required for watch or tab. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
In Texas writes in, she says, I like Jerry Springer as a talk show host. Oh my God. We used to watch on the bus with the hockey team those tapes, Jerry Springer tapes. I don't know whose they were. They might have been mine. I was 30 years ago. We would send away and buy those damn things. Jerry Springer show. We'd watch them on the bus. Chair throwing, be good to yourself, and be better.
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
Hey, everybody, it's the RP Show. As Rick Regan says, our big voice guy, welcome to Canada's daytime sports talk show, airing in 32 U.S. states as well. We're good enough to let them into the party, and that's what we're going to have today on a somber day for a lot of people, and we'll be acknowledging that as the program goes along, but I invite you for the next 2 hours to check your brain at the door, because that's what I'm going to do. And Moose probably as well. I'm in the South Florida studio. Moose is in the Toronto studio. And we're ready to rock and roll and ready to talk sports. Moose, I'll just ask you, what's the top of mind for you today? What would you like to get to?
Lots, man. Yeah, I'm seeing all the coverage, watching a lot of football right now, it feels like. Less hockey, although dialed in a little bit last night. Have to be with our breakaway bets. But on a football note,
yeah, I mean, everything,
whether it's the Senior Bowl, the East-West Shrine Game, and Super Bowl coverage, Pro Bowl, to me, that's what's top of mind.
Okay, well, let's get down to it. Other than to say Matthew Barnaby will be with us, 18th all-time in NHL penalty minutes. He'll be with us in hour two. Looking forward to that. Can you guys hit the quick six show horn, please? Thank you. I do want to mention what happened last night in D.C. The tight-knit figure skating community was rocked Wednesday when an American Airlines flight carrying athletes, parents, and coaches from a development camp in Wichita, Kansas, collided with an Army helicopter and crashed into the river in Washington, D.C. 60 passengers and 4 crew members on the flight, along with 3 soldiers aboard the Black Hawk helicopter, are presumed dead. Condolences to them. And I'm sorry to start this on such a down note, but I just want to honor those that are affected. And from the Ottawa Citizen today, you can put his photo up, Clark, if you don't mind. Ottawa media personality Sean Simpson has passed away. The cause of death was not immediately known. Simmer, as he was affectionately called, was just 56, born in Vancouver and raised in Gloucester. Simpson was a goalie with the Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds in the O when he was drafted in the third round by the Washington Capitals of the 86 NHL draft. After 3 years in the minors with the Baltimore Skipjacks, he retired and turned his attention to broadcasting on the Capitals television network. From there, he became a scout with the Caps, and in 1997 was promoted to director of hockey operations. In 04, he left the organization and became a scout with the Leafs. And Simmer returned to Ottawa and joined radio station Team 1200 in 2012, now TSN Radio, co-hosting various talk shows until 2023. So there's Simmer. I don't believe, Darren, you got to meet him in person, but I met him for the first time. Let me just say this. 2017 Grey Cup, I was broadcasting my radio show from the lobby of TD Place. You'd ask if I'd ever been there, the home of the 67s. I was there doing my show. It was Radio Row. Simmer was there with TSN Radio and Lee Versage in the afternoon. Like kindred souls, we just clicked. It was like our souls recognized each other. We were friends ever since. He has been very open about mental health struggles that he had had over the years. And I called a close friend in Ottawa today, and I said, well, it was Simmer's, was him getting let go by Bell, did that trigger things in his life? And he goes, no, I can't say that that's the case. Nope, can't. But that close friend of both of ours was very down because of this. Because I told you, you look at all the photos of Zimmer, any photos, he's smiling. And all I could say is that just tells you that you never really know what somebody's dealing with. So I just want to say condolences to his family and friends, because they are great people and he was a great friend. And let's just say gone too soon. I won't ask you for any take on that. I'm going to move on to what happened on the ice last night. A goal from Willie Nylander wasn't enough for the Leafs, who dropped a 3-2 decision to the Minnesota Wild last night in Toronto. Many jumped out to a 2-0 lead midway through the first, before Nylander got Toronto on the board with his 29th. Nick Foligno sealed the score with an empty netter, and the Wild handed the Leafs a third straight regulation loss. Because Game Plus Television is anchored in Toronto, a lot of big Leaf fans there, Moose. Over to you. How big of a panic is it in Leafland today?
Well, a little bit. And you even go back to the weekend, and not a great weekend either. And I've had some people tell me, you know, in my DMs that are Leafs fans, say that end of the game on the weekend on Saturday was some of the worst hockey they've ever seen. And then it goes into last night, and you're playing a really good team. I don't think we're necessarily panicking coming out of last night's game, any of the Leafs fans, because Minnesota's a really good team. And it was a close game, and you played okay, but not good enough to win. And I think right now they're getting a little nervous, because you want to go into this, what do you want to call it, the Four Nations break on an up. You want to feel good going into the break, and losing three in a row is not. And this is a Leafs team that's had a really good season and feels like they're in a pretty good spot, but we'll see where they go. They're getting close to getting Anthony Stolarz back from injury. That'll be a big help, him on the ice, and we'll see. But yeah, a little uneasiness is the best way to describe it today.
Well, I'll say this, man. We were in American Bank Arena last night, had a big time. The Panthers shut out the LA Kings here 3-0 last night. Drew Doughty's return. And it was a bit of a trick question when I asked you how the Leaf Nation is, because here it is with the Panthers. Podcasters, some media pointing out that the Panthers have a very shoddy record since December 1st. They've been up and down like 500. This is over the past couple days. And then they go out and blank the LA Kings. The barn sold out. Bob records his 46th career shutout. Kachuk's got 3 points. Bob's your uncle. And they're in first place. They surpassed the Leafs, and everything's great. So it's like, oh my God, just up and down. I'm putting it in my weekend 10 things column, which I'm going to tell people right now. Here's a spoiler. Well, go to rodpeterson.com. Sign up for our weekend newsletter. It's free. And I put random thoughts in there. And here's one. Don't get too high and don't get too down. Don't. I know nobody will listen. This is just for me, really, to say it out loud. You know, football coaches have been saying it for years and years and years, and it turns out they were right. But if you want to go panic when your team loses three in a row, or celebrate and make playoff plans when they win three in a row, go ahead. Takes too much energy for me. You and I were both 3-3 in our picks. We both picked 3 of 5 correct, so we still are tied. This could be a lot of fun going down to the wire, dude. 29-29 are our picks, right even, in our NHL breakaway picks. And we got 3, 6, 9, 10 games tonight. Now, moving on, point 2B, or not to be, is our poll question today. The Utah Hockey Club has chosen 3 finalists for the permanent team name, and Yeti isn't one of them. Apparently, Yeti thermoses dropped the hammer, and they're not going to allow them to use their name for the team name, which I think is a bad decision. But anyways, franchise is going to use a final round of fan voting to decide whether it'll be the Utah Hockey Club, the Utah Mammoth, or the Utah Wasatch. And I don't even know what the hell that is. Team officials backed away from including Yeti as a finalist after being unable to work out a coexistence agreement with Yeti Coolers to use the name in branding and merchandising. And that's fine. They're like, we don't want you playing in our sandbox. We don't want to play. We don't play nice with others, Yeti. I'm going to boycott Yeti thermoses now that I think about it because of this. The poll is for EMJ Marketing. They'll provide the perfect keynote speaker for your event. Look them up, emjmarketing.com, and ask for Joe. I'm voting for Mammoth. I like Mammoth. How about you?
I like Mammoth, too. I think it'll be good. But I'm voting for Hockey Club. I, to be honest, I wanted the Washington Commanders to stay with Washington football team or whatever it was, but I'm a believer that there can only be one. Once you have a second hockey club, football club, et cetera, it's watered down and it's no good. I mean, they do that maybe in European soccer, and I get that different culture. I don't know that over there. I don't speak to it. But Washington didn't use it, so it's open. I vote hockey club for Utah and just be different and embrace it and go to town.
So this is fun. John at Edmonton is up and at him early. He writes and he says, that company has Yeti trademarked, and they're a really well-known brand. They don't want to lose that to a hockey team, Rod. Hey, that's fine. That's fine. That's fine. That's their thing. They had the name first. I get it. But again, I think it would be great cross-promotion, cross-branding. I think their colors are kind of blue, black, and white anyways. Right? It would fit together really well. The Judds sang it. Love can build a bridge. Or, we are the world. Like, let's come together. Kumbaya. Coca-Cola, I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. Why can't we work together? Shut up, Rod. It's business. All right. I forgot. Jeremy writes in. He is from Winnipeg. He is a Detroit Red Wings fan and Chiefs fan. He says, it's January. Let's panic. I think that's sarcasm. Navy Dawn writes in from Ottawa, and he says, Leafs fans not panicking? I know. Why did I even say it out loud? You do you. I'm just not going to get that wound up. This is one thing that I love about Serena, of many, my blushing bride. She regularly says to me, you know what I like about you? Da, 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 da. It's several things, but one is she's like, you don't ever get rattled about anything. You don't ever freak out. I'm like, that's the new me. So congratulations. I'm all yours. Ta-da. So I've learned. What's the point of panicking, man? It's just a waste. She likes it. It's nice to have somebody say, here's what I like about you. Moving on to point three. This is where it's going to get real fun. You know where I'm going with this, Moose? You knew when you said yesterday that the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, when you said yesterday the Winnipeg Blue Bombers of the Canadian Football League have become something of lovable losers. Alarm bells went off in my head. Alarm bells. Because I'm number one,
I was going to say, you were like the guy on Inspector Gadget, up at the top. You're like, you heard the words come out, and I think you were writing them down before I finished the sentence.
That's why I think people enjoy this show, man. If we saw everything the same way, it'd be pretty damn boring. I don't see the Winnipeg Blue Bombers as lovable losers, even though they've lost the last three consecutive Grey Cups. But you do. I also don't see them as a dynasty that Blue Bombers great Milt Stegall seems to have fooled himself into thinking that they are. Because they're not a dynasty either. But holy smokes, did you rev up the people in Winnipeg? Which, by the way, we spelt lovable wrong on the meme which we posted. But that went through me, so that's okay. My name's on the show. That's what leaders do. Put it on me. Put it on me that the spelling was wrong. But I also say, I don't care. I've seen potato spelt with an E on the end and not with an E. I've seen lovable spelt both ways, and we're in a time, an era where who cares? Accuracy doesn't matter. I'm not staying stuck in the past where we weren't allowed to make a mistake. We paid for it with an inch of our life, and who cares? That it was spelled wrong. The point's there. It's the thought that counts. That's what's never changed. Does it bother you that you revved up? Why am I struggling with that word? Does it bother you that they're a little upset with you in Winnipeg or no?
No, not at all. And that's partly why I just kind of let it go. Like we put it out there and, I haven't interacted with it. I just kind of let it go because the idea wasn't to revel up Winnipeg. The idea is to say, look, Winnipeg, I think you're likable now. I think the last few years of you, and we were comparing it to the Chiefs, of them winning every year, I think everybody was kind of rooting against Winnipeg, because they're the big, bad Blue Bombers. They won. Everybody was happy when they won. Then they won a second one. And even that was maybe okay. And then people hated Winnipeg. You know, they became the, not the evil empire to steal that from Edmonton, but they became the team that was better than everybody else. And now that they've lost these three, I think, you know, I think I compared them to a bit of a wounded dog yesterday. I think they're likable again. I really do, because they've gone through a little bit of pain. So I think it's easy to root for Winnipeg. I'll be rooting for Winnipeg with the importance of a home Grey Cup. And I'm with you. They're not a dynasty, but if they win, I think then the dynasty word is back on. So there's a lot at stake here for Winnipeg.
This is it's in Darren's column yesterday, which is really good. You can read it now at rodpeterson.com. This may be the biggest season in Bomber history, them hosting the Grey Cup this year. Jeremy in Winnipeg writes in, he says, three is a dynasty. Come on. Yeah, but they didn't win three. Okay, they won two. And they've lost the last three. We all agree, three in a row is a dynasty. They don't have that. So what, to quote your coach, Mike Kelly, now what don't we understand about that? God, what a great quote. That echoes in my head all the time. Being handled internally. John in Edmonton writes in and he says, Rod, if you're asking what we want to talk about, it's the National Lacrosse League. Hey, John, go talk about it. Who's stopping you? Go ahead. We'll be over here talking about what we want to talk. You go talk about the NLL. That's fine. Regarding the team names, Bomber Boy is watching in Calgary, and he says, there's nothing special about Yeti products. Medium quality products. You're paying for the name only. Well, that's what's in branding. We all know that. I think. Hang on.
You got one.
Oh. What's it say right there, Moose? What's it say?
Are you going to throw it away? Live on the air?
Well, I might.
Oh, no.
Look at that. Can you read what it is?
Oh, it's got the Grey Cup on it. That's pretty good.
It's the Coupe de Grey. This came from the CFL, those bastards.
You can't throw it away. It's got the Grey Cup on it. You could maybe scratch off the Yeti logo.
I'll just put tape over it. How about that? You hate the NHL. Carlos in Indianapolis writes in, he says, keep the hockey club, soccer club, basketball club team names for the rest of the world outside U.S. and Canada leagues. Over here, teams have names. And until they don't. Paul in Humboldt writes in and he says, I have been calling them the Utahns. Yeah, that's cool. I call them the Utah something-somethings. But I mean, I didn't... Edmonton went as Edmonton Football Club for a year, didn't they? I kind of thought that was cool. We know that the Washington Commanders did. Washington went as the Washington Football Team. I thought that was cool. I don't have a problem with it. I said the PWHL, the Professional Women's Hockey League, should just go with city names all along. But, of course, they never ask me. They don't even know I'm alive. But now it's the Scepters and the Sirens and the I don't know what the hell. I don't even know who they are. So had it stayed with Utah, which is what Darren wants, I'd have been okay with that. But I'm voting for Mammoth because that's pretty cool, too. We'll be back. We got NFL stuff to get to. More on the Bombers being lovable losers. NHL tonight. Matthew Barnaby is on the way. We're live here on the Game Plus Television Network, streaming live and podcasts wherever you find your podcasts.
Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance. But if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride, prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. And instead, simply go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI on Unlimited Ultimate and a watch or tap, also on them.
Service plan required for watch or tap. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Need a champion for your charity event? An all-star for your seminar? How about an Olympian to give a winning keynote speech? EMJ Marketing is the place to go. EMJ Marketing is one of Canada's top speaker bureaus, with some of Canada's most recognizable athletes and entertainers on their roster. EMJ also represents a wide range of impactful keynote speakers and MCs. So whether you need to fill a spot on stage or someone to arrange the entire event, do it with one stop. EMJ Marketing. Take the first step to success for your next event. Visit emjmarketing.com.
Hey, it may take weeks, months, or even years to get the call to be a stem cell donor. Saving lives takes commitment and dedication, just like being a hockey player. Give hope to patients in Canada. Register online at blood.ca/get-swabbed and spread the word amongst your family and friends today. If you haven't had fun yet, it's going to get real fun as we bring in the Moose, 902-518-3033, before I plod along down the happy trail of sports talk here on national television in Canada. Is the Moose here? Because I'd kind of like to have his reaction. Here he is. I told you this earlier. This will be new to the viewers. I had a very interesting 10-minute span this morning, right, at LA Fitness. Joe Girardi, you listening? Are you listening, Chris from the Bronx? Listen up, Chris, because he calls him Joe effing Girardi. I walked up to Joe because our Cats and Bolts podcast viewers, 81% of them said we would like to see Joe Girardi on your hockey podcast here in Florida. I'm like, okay, I see him every day at the gym. And Darren, I really didn't want to. I didn't want to go bother him. Because what I say, you don't bother a dog when he's eating. You don't walk behind a horse. You shouldn't bother a guy when he's working out. But I made a pact way, way, way back years ago when I was working on the radio in Weyburn. And I was selling advertising there and also on the radio. And I found sales to be a really hard thing. And I'm like, well, I'm not asking for his money. I'm just asking for his time, an interview, a little breath out of his body. It's not that big a deal, right? And back then, I was worried about asking the Weyburn Red Wings for an interview. Coach, now it's Joe Girardi. So I walked up to him in the gym. And here's the thing. I was running, and I looked down, and he was staring at me. For once, I wasn't the guy doing the staring. It was Joe. So I gave him that. I'll be right down. Finished my run, went down there, and I'm like, hey, Joe, I do a hockey show here in downtown Boca, but my viewers really, they say they really want you on the show. And I'd like you on too. Gave him my card. I said, would you consider it? And he's like, but I don't know anything about hockey. That was literally what Joe Girardi said. And I'm like, we don't
care. How about that?
And he's like, I'll think about it. Okay, I'll think about it. I said, hey, that's all I can ask. I said, and our producer, Ben, is close friends with your son, Dante, apparently. They used to go for bagels together. And he's like, okay, I'll think about it. So I'm waiting for a text from Joe Girardi. I walk down the hall, and this lady stops me. I was wearing a Rough Riders workout shirt. And she goes, hey, are you a Riders fan? I said, I used to work for the team. She goes, so did my husband. I'm like, who? She goes, Darian. I'm like, what? There's only one. It's not like his name's Rob or Mike. It was Darian. So I said, you tell Darian to get his ass in the gym. And I'd never met Darian's wife before. So I'm handing out my card to her. Thank God I carry business cards around with me. It was everywhere I go. I had a girl laugh at me. I asked for her business card. That Michelle from LA a couple weeks ago. She laughed at me. Does anybody use business cards anymore? Well, I do, and I'm used to be a stickler for spelling, but I'm not anymore. But anyways, that was today. So that's pretty damn cool, but that's just getting out of your house, going out, seeing people, talking, and being part of society. Anyways, do you have any thoughts on the opening 25 minutes before I move on to the next topic? Anything you'd like to get off your chest?
Lots cooking, but that's it, man. You go out, you see people, you go to, you, when you say yes to opportunities or yes to things and you go out, good things happen, you know, even just going, getting out of the house to go get your own groceries as opposed to getting them delivered. It's little things like that. It's cool, man. It's cool that you ran into her and Joe, obviously.
God shots, I think, because I'm now an ordained minister. These things are happening. That's all I can think. Speaking of, Vintage Sasco writes in on the 902 text line. He says, hi, Reverend Rod. I think they should go with the Utah Yeti Blizzard. Get those cup-making mofos and the DQ Mafia after them. Controversy sells. Signed, Vintage Sasco, the Baltimore CFL Colts, he says. And I'm like, okay. Coolio.
What are you going with, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
Is it Reverend? Is it Minister? Is it Father? Like, what should we call you?
All of them. All of the above. You call me whatever you want. It's very godly. Actually, from my monastery, the Universal Life Church sent me an email this morning saying only 30% of Americans even trust the clergy. They feel that I could, you know, help turn that around. So that's my task now. Okay. What I have is point four, Darren. NFL Pro Bowl skills tonight. We kind of put this to bed yesterday. I think you were on the air with me when we learned Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, and Jaden Daniels aren't going to participate in the Pro Bowl skills and flag game, which the whole weekend begins today in Orlando. So I went to the National Football League site, of which I am a member of the media crew. Here we go. The NFL announced today the AFC and NFC Pro Bowl players who will participate in the NFL flag football game and unique skills competition during the 2025 Pro Bowl games presented by Verizon. It'll be broadcast live from Orlando on ESPN and ESPN Plus. I don't know where it'll be in Canada. I'm sure you'll find it somewhere, Moose. I was a little poo-pooed by you. I asked if you would be watching this later on today, and you said no, but I might maybe change your mind. This has a little to do with being a salesman, you know? Today, passing the test is the name of this competition. Quarterbacks try to hit targets at various distances around the field worth different point values in 40 seconds. You probably remember watching it last year. They do it at that ESPN Fieldhouse at Disney World. So for the AFC, it is Joe Burrow. For the NFC, Jared Goff in this. Also for the AFC, Drake May. Quarterbacks for the NFC, Sam Darnold. And back to the AFC, Russell Wilson. For the NFC, Baker Mayfield. That's the first one. Next, satisfying catches presented by Snickers. One wide receiver, tight end, and defensive back from each conference will compete in a challenge obstacle course, including catches from a jugs machine at three different distances to test every aspect of catching a football. The competitors are Ja'Marr Chase, Brock Bowers, Derek Stingley Jr., Justin Jefferson, Trey McBride, and Jalen Johnson. If that's not enough, Darren, the big spike. Three big men from each conference step up to the spike-o-meter and have three attempts to score the highest number on their spike. The player with the highest score, measured by power and impact, will win their conference 3 points. And the competitors are Rashawn Slater of the Chargers, Quinnen Williams of the Jets, Joel Petonio of the Browns, Chris Lindstrom of the Falcons, Dexter Lawrence of the Giants, and Frank Ragno of Detroit. There's the relay race. Helmet harmony. My God, I think they should have a three-legged race. I think they should have a cornhole tournament. Oh, my God. They actually do have dodgeball. Is any of this interesting you enough to tune in tonight on what I'm assuming will be TSN?
It is. Like, it's interesting. I mean, I used to live for this stuff as a kid, and I was telling you, like, I don't know if it's changed and it's not as good as it used to be, or if I've just gotten older and an older demographic's just not that interested as you are when you're younger. But, you know, there's so many guys in and out and opting out. Like, Russell Wilson's a Pro Bowler this year. Thought they were going to cut him now in the offseason. So that part I have a little bit of trouble with, but it'll be fun. We'll see how serious they take it. The dodgeball tournament's fun. The interactive part is fun. Who am I kidding? I'm probably going to tune in to see what it's all about. Will it hold my attention for the night? I don't know.
Well, let's remember this. Russell Wilson is only in it because he's an emergency replacement to the three quarterbacks that I pointed out earlier. Drake May, Baker Mayfield, and Russell Wilson are backups for the Pro Bowl. So, overall, I know you have pointed out that I complain about complainers. So I might be part of the problem. So I guess what I'm saying is, if people want to complain about the fact that there is no Pro Bowl, or they want to complain about when there was a Pro Bowl and the quality of play was so bad, or now they, you know, here's another one. This is a legit contest, a tug of war. And it's like they need to explain it. This is from the National Football League, Darren, a fairly reputable organization. This is in their news release. A five-on-five demonstration. This is what it is. A five-on-five demonstration of teamwork, strength, and strategy, and positioned above a foam pit, players are challenged to pull backwards, stick with me, pull backwards on the rope, attempting to move the opposing team in their direction. In case you haven't been paying attention to any of the contests that have been contested since before the birth of Christ. The Greeks were doing this. Thousands of years ago.
Dragons and alligators instead of foam pits.
No, but please explain to me what a tug of war is, because I missed that day in grade 2. I'm talking myself into not wanting to watch.
Hot damn!
The flag football game on Sunday, however, is a little different. I was talking to somebody the other day, and Serena was with me. You, me, and her. Broadcast the World Flag Football Championships. Dude, oh my. You should have seen their face. I don't know who the hell we were telling, but I said, we were in UNC Charlotte Stadium, Mexico versus USA. I'm doing the play-by-play. You're doing color. She's on the sidelines, and the stadium was jammed. One half USA fans, one half Mexico fans. And let me tell you, I thought there was going to be fist flying. Remember that night? We were doing it on the Olympic Network. But because Canada doesn't care carry the Olympic Network on any cable carriers, it's not a big deal. It's only flag football. Okay, well, 500,000 people watched it. So that got me into flag football. I was calling it. And what was the girl? Jo Overstreet. You remember her. She was the quarterback for USA. Last year on broadcasting at the Super Bowl. And she comes down as a guest of USA Football on this show. She literally recognized my voice. And she's like, hey, didn't you call the games last year? I'm like, yeah. She goes, You're good. Well, thanks. I'm glad somebody noticed. Anyways, the flag game is on Sunday. Joe Burrow, Jared Goff, Drake May, Sam Darnold, Russell Wilson, Baker Mayfield. You don't really need running backs, but Joe Mixon, Jonathan Taylor, Jamar Gibbs, Josh Jacobs. That's something that I will... Is that something that you would be interested in? I will.
Yeah. I'm really curious this year, next year in 2026, maybe 2027 is probably the year. Who's in this? And how much are these guys trying with the Olympics coming up? You know, and guys that are really interested in the Olympics, will they take this seriously? I'm curious. It's fun. They're going to have fun. I don't know how serious they'll take it. Not enough that they're going to go out and risk injuries. But I'm curious to see how this progresses, because I think now with the Olympics, this little flag event for NFL Pro Bowlers is going to be really interesting.
Oh, it's amazing. They announced the Olympic IOC, International Olympic Committee, announced that flag football will be a part of the Olympics in Los Angeles in 2028, but that's still three bloody years away. It's too long. We can't fire up a controversy that will last for 3 years. Believe me, I've tried. But the controversy will be who will represent Canada in the flag portion. Because Canada's going to have a team. You want Nathan Rourke at your quarterback? We're going to drag Brandon Bridge out of retirement from the Peel Police Department down where you live? How are we going to do this? What are we going to do? Are we going to use Canadian NFLers? Probably not. But that's not a conversation for today. 902-518-3033. One more segment with Moose, and then viewer takeover after that, and then Matthew Barnaby in hour two. We'll be right back here on Game Plus, streaming live and podcasts wherever the best podcasts are found.
Are you struggling in life, perhaps feeling hopeless, or even battling an addiction that's taking your life down the drain? It's time you made the decision to stop the struggle and contact Peterson Recovery. Hi, Rod Peterson here, and I've been a licensed recovery coach since 2017, helping athletes, entertainers, and soldiers get their lives back and go on to lead a happy life. Now, I'd like to help you. Mental health is real, and sometimes all it takes is some guidance from someone who's been there. Follow Peterson Recovery on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, and DM me or email petersonrecovery@aol.com. It's never too late.
RP Show continues in hour one of the program, brought to you by Culligan Water. Drink clean, live green, filter your water for a healthier tomorrow. Culligan Water of Regina. Visit culliganregina.com. Let's bring in the Moose. The audience is asking, or was it you two asked earlier, you know, what should I be addressed as? Father Rod, Minister Rod, Padre Rod, whatever. Mark in Melfort writes in, he says, call Rod whatever you want, but don't call him late for supper at the Golden Corral. No.
Bingo!
Can I just say, it's not getting old that I'm now an ordained minister, and quite frankly, so is Darren, but I think I'll be the first one to use it. But last night, Darren, I think my stories have a lot more impact when I can provide visual evidence. Here's a photo from last night. Last night, Panthers-Kings game, Thad and Jake, two good friends of mine. Well, you've met Thad over my left shoulder, your right, Darren. That was at the game last night. Jake on the left, Thad on the right. Thad manages the Beach House in Pompano, sponsors of our Cats and Bolts podcast. We've done live shows from there. Okay, we can put Clark back up. Thad's like, what's new with you, Rod, since the last time I saw you? Since the last time I saw you, what's new? I said, well, I'm an ordained minister now. You should have seen his face. And then they were asking me what that all entails. And I said, I did it so that I can perform weddings, funerals, baptisms, ceremonies here in the state of Florida. He's like, I should do that. I feel like everybody, I just blazed this trail you know, and then people follow in, whether they want to or not, you know. But that happened last night at the Panthers game. That was Jake and Thad. And Thad said to say, hey, wants to know how you are. How are you, Moose?
Oh, good. Good. I, you know, I miss him. And it was fun down there. I got to get back there again. Maybe I'll send him a text today and check in on Thad, see how he's doing.
We have a lot of things to check off when you get here. A lot of things to do. Okay, so we're talking about the Pro Bowl Skills Challenge, which begins tonight in Orlando at ESPN World. It really is great. It's just, you drive by it on your way into Disney World. Jeff the Stams fan says if they want people watching, they need to get the Pro Bowl back in Hawaii. Well, Jeff the Stams fan, you're a great guy, but if you're following this, they don't do that anymore. Because the players don't hit each other, and that's not going to happen, okay? So I'll say it again. If you don't want to watch, don't freaking watch. Shy in Saskatchewan writes, and he says, questionable about a cornhole contest. Well, I'm like, if you're going to have a tug of war, you might as well play cornhole. Allie's checked in from Texarkana. Happy Thursday, RP, Moose, and Squad. Hang on with me. Paul in Humboldt says, has the CFL ever done a Pro Bowl / All-Star game? I can't remember one, and I'm old. I know the answer to that, but I'll lob it over to you.
I don't actually know. I don't think I remember the answer. I have these visions in my head about yes. But I don't know if that's because I cook up so many ideas that I think it would be great. I thought there was talk of it in the past.
Well, here's the thing. I worked on the Score Television Network many, many, many years ago, and we used to air the Damon Allen Quarterback Classic. Does that count?
Yeah.
When DA was the quarterback for the Argos, and long before that, my good longtime friends like Steve Mazurek and some of those old CFL farts did participate. Maz got a belt buckle. If that isn't just the greatest CFL thing for participating in the All-Star game in like 1980 or something. But they haven't done it for years. They don't have CFL week anymore. There's no Ryderville in Arizona. When are you guys going to realize there's just not a whole lot going on? Sports update. Minnesota's Marc-Andre Fleury plays his final game in Montreal tonight as the Wild face the Canadiens. The 40-year-old netminder from Sorel, Quebec, is in the final season of his distinguished NHL career. The Wild are coming off a 3-1 win over the Maple Leafs in Toronto. Habs looking to rebound from a 4-1 loss to the Jets on Tuesday. How much are you paying attention to these all-quarter-century teams that are coming out? And I ask because Fleury was not named to the Golden Knights all-quarter century team. Aiden Hill was, which I think is a further kick to the junk of the flower. That's between them. It's got nothing to do with me. Are you paying attention to it?
A little bit. That was a tough one. But Aiden Hill won him a Stanley Cup. So I think when you're looking at the history of this, what do you value? And, you know, Marc-Andre Fleury, though, with those golden pads and he's so good with the media and with the public and all the rest. And it was the start of the team. He really put the Golden Knights on the map, right? He was the identity for me of the Golden Knights. He was the Golden Knights when they started. He really was more than anybody else. But it was Aiden Hill who won the cup. So who do you put on the quarter century team? Hard to argue.
What's amazing about that? And this is kind of shame on me. I'm sure they've already named the Leafs team, but there's enough guys that cheer for the Leafs and follow for the Leafs. You don't need me. I looked at Montreal's team, and it was mostly Europeans, which, by the way, is fine. Thomas Plekanec, Saku Koivu, Andrei Markov, Alexei Kovalev. The only two North Americans were Carey Price in goal and Shea Weber on D, and I'm like, that's not the most fantastic quarter century, let's be honest. We all know that. But on the Cats and Bolts podcast, which we recorded yesterday, and producer Ben had it dropped by supper time. You know my wife. She complained for I don't care about that quarter century team. It's stupid. Montreal's been around for 100 years. Why would you single out 25 years? This is stupid. This is dumb. And then we talked about it for 10 minutes, and it was great. And I got a DM today. This guy, Steven. How about this? He DM me. He goes, love the podcast. I'm one of the Dolphins equipment managers, but my first love is hockey and the Panthers. Been a fan since 1993 when I was only 8. Love the show and the interviews. So there's a lot of fire and debate on there, similar to what you and I have here. It gets a little more spicy over there, but that's okay. Moose, Alini, take a break, unless you have anything else to say before we step aside.
That's good. I'll see you in 15 minutes.
Okay. I didn't finish the sports update, so I will when we come back. And viewer takeover. And I'll remind you, Matthew Barnaby coming up at hour two. We're live on Game Plus Television, streaming live and podcasts, wherever you find your podcast.
Professional basketball is back in Saskatchewan. The Saskatchewan Rattlers are heating up. Catch them live at SaskTel Center in Saskatoon from May through August. The team is packed with high-caliber talent from the NBA, NCAA, and professional leagues around the world, with a head coach straight from the LA Clippers. Secure your seats now on Ticketmaster, starting at just $20. See you in the Snake Pit.
Hey, do you have a winter birthday in your house? And is the birthday boy or girl obsessed with hockey? Then look no further than Overtime Hockey Lanes in Calgary to throw the best birthday parties in Cowtown and area. With state-of-the-art equipment, spacious shooting lanes, and games for all ages, Overtime Hockey Lanes is the perfect destination to build your teams, celebrate birthdays, you name it. I love it. Book your lanes today, 28th Street Northeast, Calgary. By the way, this is funny. I don't know how this happened, but I have my texts synced up to my MacBook. I don't know how it happened. I didn't ask for it. Pisses me off. But sometimes I get worthwhile text messages. Kate Pedersen has texted me, and she says, hey, have you been to the TGL yet? She says, I'm on my way back to West Palm Beach. That's Tiger Woods indoor golf. We were discussing it the other day. I can't remember if it was on the air or off. I think off the air with our crew here. And I'm like, I have not written her back yet. I will, but I'm not a golfer. I won't be going to TGL. Everybody around here is talking about it. Florida is the golf capital. I won't be there. I'm more of an Overtime Hockey Lanes kind of guy. No joke. The Ottawa Senators look to extend their two-game winning streak as they host league-leading Washington tonight. Cap star Alex Ovechkin enters the game 19 goals away from tying Wayne Gretzky's all-time NHL record. Also tonight, Winnipeg visits Boston. Flames entertain Anaheim, and Edmonton is home to Detroit. If this is old, let me know. Canada will announce its captain today for next month's Four Nations face-off. The tournament will be held in Montreal and Boston. It'll run from February 12th to the 20th. It'll be the closest hockey has come to a best-on-best competition since the 2016 World Cup. Agree or disagree? I saw Finland named their captain this morning. It's the Panthers' Alexander Barkov, who adorns our stage every day, our set. I will carry this conversation over next hour because I said to Darren, do you care about this, the captaincy? I care a lot about the tournament. I don't care about the captaincy. It's 2 weeks. How much influence can a captain have in the dressing room within 2 weeks? This is purely ceremonial. But Darren goes, I don't, but it'll be Sid. And I'm like, yeah, I haven't even thought about it. I don't know. Could be McDavid. It's not that big a deal. It's only 2 weeks. Although maybe it is. Darren says this is for the kids, just like the skills comp tonight in the Pro Bowl. The sports update's brought to you by Landmark Cinemas. Number one at Landmark Cinemas box office now, the movie Flight Risk. In this high-stakes suspense thriller directed by Mel Gibson, Mark Wahlberg plays a pilot transporting a fugitive to trial. As they cross the Alaskan wilderness, tensions soar and trust is tested, as not everyone on board is who they seem. Who really is when you think about it? Flight Risk in Landmark Cinemas now. 902-518-3033 is the number to get at me. Vintage Sasko continues, as I am now an ordained minister. No jokes. They're wondering, how shall I be addressed? Vintage Sasko says, hi, Father Rod, just curious, is the milestone minister also acceptable?
How about
that? That's my
hometown,
for those of you that don't know. Not to be confused with Maidstone. It's nowhere near. He says, also wish the CFL would do a game with All-Stars versus the National Flag Football Team. Marketing, though. See, Allie writes in from Texas, and she says, who is ready for the Four Nations? I'm kind of excited about it. You know, we'll ask Matthew Barnaby, former Dallas Star, when he joins us next hour. They're really pushing it, aren't they, Allie? They're pushing it here. John in Edmonton reminds us almost daily that ticket sales aren't going very well. The games were in Montreal and Boston. I'll tell you this, 99.99999% of Americans don't even know what it is. They're roughly figuring out what the World Juniors are after 40 years. And now this? But the hockey fans are somewhat into it. I'm going to be watching every damn game. And cheering for Canada, that was a big discussion last night in the American Bank Arena press box. Who's cheering for who? Who's going to win? So, yeah, the hockey people are into it. Jeff in the Zone writes, and he says, I'm excited for the Four Nations. Can't wait to go. Go Canada. Ah, we've got more. Yeah, next hour is going to be hopping. Stick around.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. And instead, simply go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI on Unlimited Ultimate. And watch or tap. Also, on them.
Service plan required for watch or tap. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.